Bob Anderson was a member of that first committee, and I can remember him being very opposed to the planting of the first memorial trees in Macquarie Place, because I don't know that anybody really knows about this, because I picked it up in my research, that to do that, a number of fig trees, Moreton Bay fig trees, would have to be removed. He said there's no room to get additional planting here in Macquarie Place. And he suggested a number of other alternatives, one of them, of course, being the Botanic Gardens. Anyhow, that was all to no avail. They finally did plant them in Macquarie Place. And two Moreton Bay fig trees were actually removed. That, of course, wouldn't happen today. You couldn't remove magnificent fig trees, even for the Queen of England.
The royal couple also planted a solitary snow gum at the end of the driveway in Canberra. After this, plantings began in earnest, as Nigel Ashton recalls.
The first planting was by the garden committee down at Lansdowne Bridge. Forget why that wasn't... Oh, I know why it wasn't successful, because they wanted to put in deciduous trees which weren't hardy enough for the Australian climate. And so they were later replaced by spotted gum, which is a very hardy tree and indigenous to the Bankstown area. There's another group of trees along that particular route, lemon-scented gum, but they were planted on the most barren piece of gravelly country that I can imagine, but they survived because they come from the middle of North Queensland, so they're used to very tough conditions, and they've survived, and that's the Qantas Memorial Drive, and they're very successful, I think. Well, we knew that what they started to plant in 1954 ultimately would not be the future Hume Highway or the Remembrance Driveway, but you had to start somewhere, so we started there. And that planting down at Hume Highway between Strathfield and Liverpool, and there's some fine avenues along there that were planted in the 1950s.
Charlotte Webb adds,
the original plantations, they originally started to do them as a plaque per tree to commemorate one individual person. Then they decided that was too difficult and it fell in a heap. So they did plantations for a group. And the group usually, regardless of rank or age or service, it was just to a group.
We asked Alan Corrie to define what a plantation consists of.
A plantation was perhaps more informal. It was the opposite, if you like, of the idea of an avenue planting, where trees were equally spaced along a straight line. Much more informal and certainly not a continuous line. Also, I guess there would have been a mixture of species, whereas most avenues tend to be of one particular species.
Under the direction of Margaret Davis, the Remembrance Driveway became a preoccupation of various branches of the Garden Clubs of Australia.
They would take this as a project, often a long-term project, maybe several years in advance. And not only did they find the money, but they often would buy the plants, do the planting, and then maintain them forever afterwards. There was a problem in terms of the Remembrance Driveway Committee in allowing someone else to have this sort of involvement. And one of the problems was in the choice of species. The garden clubs, as one imagines, are garden-oriented, and they wanted the more attractive, to their way of thinking, the more attractive species. And this usually equated with introduced plants, and particularly flowering plants or plants that were autumn-coloured. They didn't like Australian species. So there, if you like, there was a slight conflict between what the garden clubs were doing or allowed to do, because they wanted to do it all. They didn't like to, to be restrained by the Remembrance Driveway Committee, particularly in the choice of species. And there were many instances where this was a real conflict.